Today, Hillsborough County Commissioners listened to citizen complaints about a hearing process that has led the county to investigate whether it was handled inappropriately. Commissioners received angry emails from citizens after a land use hearing last month, specifically the behavior of hearing officer Harold Yeomans regarding a proposed borrow pit in Northwest Hillsborough County. The county's attorney's office has said they will review the transcript of that meeting, but citizen Denise Lane told the board today that will not work. Lane says that Assistant County Attorney Lewis Whitehead also needs to be investigated. Therefore, she says it would be a conflict of interest for the county attorney's office to investigate themselves.
I specifically asked for an independent investigation. The reason, commissioners, is if it's not a due process violation, fine. But you know what? This is so blatant on its face. You're forcing us as citizens to have to file a lawsuit just to get to a good process.
Specifically, Lane and others who oppose the borrow pit say they were provided insufficient time to answer hours of testimony from people who supported it, including members from county staff. They also say that representatives for the applicant, developer Stephen Dibbs, received more time to present his side than they did to provide theirs. Lane said that she didn't have a problem personally with the two individuals mentioned, nor County Attorney Renee Lee, but emphasized that on a fairness level, the county should hire an independent counsel to review what happened at the land use meeting.
I have a problem with the way the process was handled. And if we can't rely on you as commissioners to protect the public with the process you set up, I don't know why you're there. You're supposed to be there to protect us.
A few moments later, Marcella Osteen mentioned a land use meeting held back in June where she slammed the same two officials Lane just had.
Mr. Yeoman's behavior was capricious and even bizarre, I would say.
Osteen said she based her case on the cumulative impact in the land use code, but she said after she finished her testimony, she was subjected to inappropriate remarks from hearing officer Yeoman's.
He ignored that, but then the people from the opposition speaker started coming up. One, Matthew Green came up and stood here and was giving his thing, and he was interrupted by Mr. Yeomans, who then proceeded to lecture us extemporaneously and capriciously and whimsically and bizarre interpretation of his own interpretation of cumulative impact. So here's Matt Green standing here while Harold Yeomans lectures us.
County Attorney Renee Lee says she takes the criticism seriously and has had her staff investigating.
Unfortunately, the hearing officer has not rendered his opinion yet, so we have not talked to him about this issue. We don't want to bias his opinion about it or create any problems with respect to his opinion. So we have begun to review the transcript.
County Commissioners Mark Sharp, Ken Hagen, and Rose Ferlita all made indications that they would support talking about the issue later in the day. Ferlita said she supported Denise Lane's call for an independent investigation.
How can I say I'm doing something good without somebody else looking at me and saying she's following a good procedure? Whether I am or whether I am not, I need some outside, unbiased, uninvolved, unrelated opinion from somebody to make sure that we're following it appropriately. I have some concerns with what I just heard.
But Commissioner Jim Norman said that everybody needs to slow down in their rush to investigate. He said that any type of investigation should come after the hearing officer offers his decision and not any sooner.
He has right now a clean slate. He's going to make a decision, and you do it afterwards. You don't do it in the middle of somebody trying to give a fair, open-minded opinion. If we then bring in some outside counsel that will now look over the shoulder of this person, we've tainted it. So you might as well throw it all out and start over if you're going to go down that road.